This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Friday. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Corn markets continued their trend of decent sales numbers, while soybeans continued their much less favorable trend. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest export sales.
Good sales for corn. Everything was inside of the range of estimates, but just shy of a million tons of corn between new crop and old crop. Old crop came in at 810,000 tons, just shy of 200,000 for the new crop. Beans continue to lag as they have for most of the marketing year. 336,000 tons, 329,000 of that for the old crop. So this is 6 weeks in a row of better than normal sales for corn at this time of the year. So this is one of those times of the year where we would expect that some of these sales would be shifting more towards Argentina, who is harvesting, or even Brazil, who is getting ready to harvest a second crop safrinha corn.
At this time of year, McBride said the export numbers generally start to lower.
Price-wise, you tend to make your high for the marketing year in this time frame, in the next previous 2 weeks to the next 2 to 3 weeks in corn and beans. Now, obviously, different carryout years do change that. But when it comes to export demand, we are generally on the downturn at this point. We've already seen the downturn for the beans at this point. Usually, that's in January, and in corn, it's right about April or so.
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith.